I've been covering education in New Orleans for the last 6.5 years. I just started counting the number of school leaders who were in their positions when I started 6 years ago and still are. And it's just, you can really count them on two hands, if not one hand. And there's just been so much changeover in terms of schools closing or being taken over by other operators, or as in these cases, charter boards deciding that leaders aren't getting the job done and replacing them, that there are very, very few schools that have had the same leadership, much less the same teaching staff over the last 5 or 6 years in the city.
Do we have a sense of what the reasons are for turnover in the New Orleans system?
Well, I think one of the big ones is this focus on data and test score growth. And I think there's just so much pressure on schools to have significant test score gains and to meet these benchmarks every year, and so much pressure on school leaders to make that happen. And if they don't, the charter boards are, in some cases, because they have to or face closure, looking for somebody who can make those gains. There's also, as I mentioned, just the youth and the youngness of the teaching and administrative core, and a lot of them are people who aren't from here and are still deciding whether or not they want to make a long-term commitment to the city. So I think that all of those factors play into it, but probably in my mind the biggest one is just this focus on test score growth at all costs.
And is that a trend we see increasing in turnover in schools, even if New Orleans is leading it? Is it increasing in other places?
Yeah, I think it's increasing across the nation. You see a lot of, it's sort of a wonkish term, but there's a growth in what's known as like this portfolio model, this idea that schools are kind of treated like stocks, and that a system will sort of shed its lowest performing ones and try and expand its highest performing ones. And that's happening in cities across the country. So school leaders who can't make the test score gains that they are supposed to, their jobs are just immediately in jeopardy.
And do we have a sense of what high turnover, either in administration or in teaching staff, has on students?
Yeah, you know, definitely in terms of my reporting where I've interviewed some families, you can see that they find it frustrating, because a big part of the role of schools is building relationships with students and families. And you can't do that if you have a new administrator or new teacher cycling in and out every 2 years. And there was one high school which I followed for a book I wrote on New Orleans schools, which I immersed myself in the 2010-2011 school year, when it was a first-year high school with just ninth graders. And this year, which is 3 years later, those students I followed are seniors, and not a single staff member who helped open that school, including the principal, is still there. And they've gone through three different administrative teams at that school. And so those kids are now looking for teachers who know them well, who can write college recommendation letters. And it's, this is not a knock on the staff who's there now, who I think is trying as best as they can. And there's a lot of wonderful teachers and students there, but it just makes it a lot more difficult when the students get to this point and there's just nobody who has that intimate familiarity with who they are and their work.
What about, though, the potential benefits of turnover? What's thought to be good about changing out staff more quickly than used to be?
There are a lot of people who would argue that the old system was far too stagnant, and that you could have teachers and school leaders who were underperforming and failing kids for years or decades or for generations, and that there really wasn't any consequences. You don't want a school leader who's just doing a great disservice to kids to be able to stay in that role inevitably. But you don't want to go to the other extreme either, where schools really aren't in a position to kind of earn a community's trusts and build the relationships that they need to.
Sarah Carr with the Hechinger Report, thanks so much for talking to us today.
All right. Thanks, Eve.